this is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
47 Meters Down is really the kind of movie that you maybe didn't ask for, but you might enjoy. It's what happens is Mandy Moore, that's right, that Mandy Moore and Claire Holt play Lisa and Kate, two sisters, who are on their way to cheering up Mandy Moore's character for having been broken up with for being too dull. How do you reconcile the image of oneself that has been reflected by losing a partner to perceived dullness? The answer is obvious. You go scuba diving and get eaten by sharks. That's sort of the short take. Spoiler alert. But the filmmaking here is actually quite nice. There's a lot of pressure. The film always kind of pokes fun at what it's doing. So it's the sort of type of horror film that doesn't call itself a horror film, but fits squarely in the sort of touristas, and that is the American abroad gone wrong. And that is the underlying tension for all Americans when they travel out of their sort of homogenous and geographically separate continent, which makes it hard to go anywhere. So in this case, they've gone to Mexico, which is as close as you can go while still being away. And while they're there, of course, they lose all of the safety that comes from being at home. So these movies tend to always have the same sort of idea, which is that people are having a great time and then quickly are not. This follows the recent podcast success of Locked Up Abroad, which tells stories of Americans getting locked up overseas, and really is in line with the first Midnight Express, which was the first movie that Oliver Stone wrote, about the tourist in Turkey who got caught smuggling marijuana back and did 10 years in a Turkish prison, introduced the world to the genre, really, in the 80s. So that's kind of what we're working with, but also we're working with a lot of jaws, a lot of tension, a lot of sharks. The CGI is fantastic. The filmmaking is excellent. And the acting is quite nice as well, considering what it is. It's 89 minutes. It's lean. And the suspense, it's probably comparable to The Shallows, if you like the Blake Lively vehicle from last summer. What it doesn't do is belabor the point, and the ending is really quite a surprise, really. I'm going to spoil the ending for you here, so get ready. So at the end, of course, the sisters are rescued, as is always the case in these films, but then it turns out to be a low oxygen hallucination, and they've actually both died. So spoiler alert, don't go scuba diving if you don't know how to scuba dive. And also, here's a pro tip. Don't try to trick people running a scuba diving outfit for deep sea great white shark tank scuba diving into thinking you've scuba dived when you really haven't. Mandy Moore's character very bravely, and some might say suspiciously, pretends to have lots of scuba diving experience only to be sunk deep into the wide ocean with great white sharks all around her, which maybe is there another word for that besides bravery? But anyway, it's a lot of fun. So grab your popcorn and get eaten by a shark.